particularly in the old days, would you have
I guess they call it worship service then too, but I know we didn't have piano. The older people of the church had a little hymn book by the side of this Bible, maybe not quite as large, and there were no music to the hymn, just words, you know. And they would read the hymns off, and somebody would lead them, like, Am I Soldier of the Cross? If I Love the Lamb. And somebody would raise that, you know, and everybody, you know, lead over, everybody sing with them.
Chant.
And then they would have some prayers, and after they sang several hymns and prayed several prayers, they would turn the service into the hand of the pastor. Then he would proceed by reading the scripture, and from that to his sermon.
I see.
That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you have an organ and all the rest.
We have all the modern worship.
Interesting that the impulse to use hymns was still there, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Before you had an organ.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, right now, the minister just wants some hymns without music. And I think it does something to motivate the spirit of the whole congregation when you can have some hymns, you know. If you listen to the words of hymns, they're so meaningful, and sometimes they are really the basis of a spiritual service if they are sung and meditated over as they are being sung.
Mm-hmm. The old system actually took your attention on the words, didn't
mm-hmm.
it, more than
mm-hmm.
Opposite of the, how did they used to refer to God any special way that you remember? Almighty?
Well, there are different ways. Some would say Almighty God, and some would start, by saying My Father in Heaven. Now they refer to Him in different ways.
And the enemy of God, the reverse, how did they used to refer to Him?
The devil and Satan.
Satan. Mm-hmm. And if they were sort of in a joking way and telling a child, he said, you better be good or what'll get you?
The devil.
The devil will
mm-hmm.
get you. Did they ever say, Old Harry or Old Scratch or Boogie?
No, I never heard that. I've heard them say, Booger Man, but I didn't realize they were referring to Satan when they said that. But they used to get you in the devil. When I was a child, you couldn't get me nor anybody else to go in a dark room. Now, we were not afraid of falling over something and getting hurt, which was the only thing to be afraid of. They would say the boogerman's in there. And so you didn't want to come in contact with him. Consequently, you didn't
go
in
there.
They
were badly frightened.
Mm-hmm.
And how about spirits that are supposed to live in certain houses or what you call those?
And call them hands. Haunts and ghosts, and some would even say hands.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were really afraid of.
Did you have any experiences when you were a girl?
I had something one night, and I don't know what the thing was, because I was really too scared to try to find out. I remember I had been somewhere, and I went with a relative. And they didn't go right by our house. The road didn't go that way. There was a little path from the road to our house that we used to walk in. It wasn't very far, about the distance from here to my boy's house. And when I got out of the car, I met a great big old dog, about that big, and that thing didn't give me the path at all. I had to get out of the path for him, and I didn't hesitate because I didn't know what he's going to do with me in the path either. So I was just afraid to look back. I don't know what that thing was. It could have been a dog, and it could have been something else, but it like scared me to death. And a lot of people have seen things and named it, but now whether it's a real ghost, I don't know. I've never seen one to just verify the fact that this is what that thing is. You know, like you see something come up suddenly, and you still looking, and then that same thing disappear. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard others describe